I'm Evan Kleiman, host of Good Food. This is Side Dish, a special bonus podcast where we explore recipes with some of our favorite chefs. With me this morning for Side Dish is cookbook author Dori Greenspan. Her latest is Around My French Table. Hi, Dori.
Hi, Evan. Good to be with you again.
It's great to have you here. What do you think of when you hear the word side dish?
I like green beans. I love broccoli. I love spinach. So often it's something green like that. Something that, you know, it depends. It really, of course, it depends on the main course. And I also like things that are a little sweet and savory. Again, depending on what the main is.
So give me an idea. If you had to pull one recipe from Around My French Table to offer as a side dish, what would it be?
Well, I'm going to give you something completely different from what I said.
Okay.
Because I have this dish that has, you know, I always love dishes that have a story. This has a story. I've called it pumpkin stuffed with everything good. And the recipe was given to me. I have a good friend in Paris, Hélène Samuel, and it was her sister who gave her the recipe. And it's her husband who grows pumpkins outside of Lyon. And her little kids go to the field and they carve their names in the pumpkin just as they start to grow. And so as the pumpkin grows, their names grow with it. And they make the stuffed pumpkin dish when the pumpkins are harvested. And so each child has his or her own pumpkin, private pumpkin. And I love this dish. I love the story behind it. And I love that it's a very versatile dish. So you take a small pumpkin and you take the top off and scoop it out and then salt and pepper it. And then you start filling it. And you can fill it with just about anything. It's really, it's more an arts and crafts project than a recipe. The standard for me is dried breadcrumbs and onion and garlic and bacon and herbs, though you could certainly do this as a vegetarian dish, and then some heavy cream. It gets put in the oven, and it bakes until the filling is all soft and bubbly and the pumpkin turns a really burnished, beautiful color. And then it's ready to be served. And it can be served in two ways. You can either slice the pumpkin and give everyone what I think of as a smile of pumpkin with the stuffing, or you can reach in with a big spoon and stir everything around and grab the pumpkin meat from the side of the shell and mix it all together so that it's really just soft and creamy. I love this dish.
As you feel the pumpkin, are you filling it very nearly all the way up?
Yes, filling it nearly all the way up. And then you have to judge just how much cream to put in. Actually, I usually put cheese in as well. But you could make this with, I did it once with leftover rice. It was delicious, almost like a risotto. You could add spinach and chard. You could make it a little sweet with dried cranberries or pieces of apple. It would be fabulous with chestnuts in it.
Ooh.
It's really more an idea than a recipe. And actually, yesterday, my friend Hélène called me from Paris, and she said that she found out something new about the recipe that she didn't know. And that was that the person who originally gave the family the recipe had gotten it when she was mountain climbing in the Alps, and she had stopped at a retreat. And this was the only dish that was served at the retreat. And it was served primarily because it was, well, aside from the fact that it's delicious, that it could be served without many serving dishes or platters. It was really a very rustic retreat. And this was the dish that was served.
So interesting. And what I love about it is, first of all, people are just delighted when they see this whole pumpkin come to the table.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And it's like a little present because you get to open it up and look inside.
No, you're absolutely right. There's absolutely nothing about this recipe that I don't find charming. From the way it looks to the way you can play with the innards, to how it's served. And it is, you're right, it's like a little present. It's a delight to see it at the table. And you can make it, I usually make it in like about a two and a half or three pound pumpkin, which serves about four. But you could make it tiny and everybody could have their own little pumpkin. You could make it bigger. It's really something to play around with. And I love that aspect of it.
Thank you so much, Dori.
Thanks, Evan.
That was Dori Greenspan. Her new book is Around My French Table. We'll have this wonderful recipe on our website at kcrw.com/goodfood.